and your vein will burst with wine. This is so true. Honor God with your giving. And I want y'all to hear this very good, saints. Psalms 37:25 says, I have been young and now I'm old. Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I have never seen it. I have never seen it. Psalms 37:3, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for you, who can be against you? Listen to this, Matthew 13:44-46. Say, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field again. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. Yes, Lord, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and brought it. My God had it. I want to tell y'all this today. Put God first in your life. In everything you do, put him first in your life, and you'll see a change within you, because he's able to do it. Trust God today. Father, help us keep our eyes focused on your kingdom, my heart the center of you, my mind on your word, my spirit empowered, cleansed by your spirit. Father, please forgive me when I'm distracted by things that don't really matter. Help us, Lord, to seek your kingdom first in all we do. May our priorities be aligned with your will. And may we trust you in all your provision. Fill us with the hunger and thirst for your righteousness, knowing that in seeking you, we will find true fulfillment. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for you. We thank you for loving us enough to go all the way to that cross. Lord, we love you and we need you, Father. Keep us focused on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Till we meet again.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevel or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magnitude. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altonio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Amen. Would you turn with me? You got Isaiah 55. And we're looking at verse 10 and 11, and I'll try to be as brief but as thorough, clear, and powerful as possible. Amen? Amen. Amen. So Isaiah 55 and 10, if you have that and you're looking there, say, I have the word, and I'm ready to receive it. Isaiah 55, verse number 10 says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watered the earth, and make it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Amen. Amen. May God a blessing to those hearers and doers of his word. The grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. 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 Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, is the word of God prospering in you. Amen. Now you answer them honestly. Amen. Amen. I want to use for a thought in the title tag for this message on today, the prosperity of God's word. Amen. The prosperity of God's word. And this is for those who have pretty much gotten stagnant and not standing or knowing that God's word is still working in you. Amen. Those who have almost given up on what God has said and you don't see the results of what you've been praying for. You don't see the result of the word working in your life. This is for you on this morning. Amen. Amen. This book or this this is Isaiah. Isaiah has he's been called a prophet. He's been called one of the major prophets. And he, Isaiah, got his call in the ministry. Amen. And he saw the Lord coming into the temple. He was at church one day and he was going through some stuff. But he had a visitation from God, and Isaiah volunteered to do God's will. Amen. Many of us, we always say, oh, I run from the Lord. I didn't want to do this, and I don't want to do that. You know what? I thought about that, and I used to say, man, I did all I wanted to. No, the Lord was just letting me do what I wanted to do. But, it, you know, we can't really run. I mean, where are you going to run to? I mean, can you run from the Lord's call? I don't think you can. Amen. But Isaiah is a prophet. He's one of those eagle eyes, they call them, prophets, because he was able to see hundreds of years into the future and gave so many messianic prophecies. In other words, he was able to see what was going to happen in the life of Jesus. He was able to see the Messiah and his coming and the coming salvation. And he prophesied to a people just like us, people who were oppressed, people who felt like the world didn't care about them, people who some captivity, had some issues that were going on. Isaiah reminded them the reason why many of our issues are happening is because we have turned ourselves from the Lord. And we have to learn that sometimes when we go through stuff, we need to look back at where we were. We have to look back at what we were doing to get in the situation and not get angry at God because he don't deliver when we want him to deliver. What I look like getting mad and angry with God when I walked into a mess and God already warned me not to go into the mess. And I get mad with God because he didn't stop me from going in the mess. We have our own volition. And God gave us that. And that's what makes us special, because we choose to serve God. Whereas an angel has no choice. He says he's holy because that's his design. He's supposed to say he's holy. Amen. But it's beautiful for us to be able to choose God. Amen. And so when we get down into what I'm trying to get to here is that Isaiah made reference to the word of God. The word of God is so important. Hallelujah. The word of God is so important that the enemy do not want you to get it. Right. Amen. Matter of fact, the Bible says that when the word of God is sown, that the enemy comes when? Some of y'all know, not everybody. But immediately to pluck it up, to choke it up, so that it will not prosper in your life. Because when you get the word, it makes you prosper. The word makes you better. The word makes you stronger. Amen. You ever been through something and when somebody gave you a word, you felt a little bit stronger? And the reason why is because of the word of God. Now, when we understand that, when we really understand that, we should want the word more and more. We should want people to remind us of the word. I never forget, I was trying to encourage a fella, and he said, I don't want to hear nothing about no word. I said, okay, that means you want to stay like you are. You want to be bitter, you want to be angry, and you want to be sick. Come on and say amen. But when you have the word of God, I don't care if you are sick. I don't care if you're going through something. You can go through it much better than you could without the word. Amen. Because God's word is here to make us what? Prosperous. Well, in this chapter 55, we find that there's an invitation to people to come to God. There's an invitation for you to come and be in his presence, to be a part of what he's doing. And God is always inviting us to come. He's always inviting us to be a part of his kingdom. He's always inviting us to be a part of the ministry which he's chosen for us, which is the ministry of reconciliation, to get people to come back to him. Amen. But when Isaiah gets down to verse number eight or nine, he begins to talk about what God says is that my ways are not your ways and my thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heavens is from the earth, my ways are from yours and my thoughts are from yours. In other words, he was saying to them, look, I really want to have a relationship with you no matter what you've been through, no matter what you've done. And my ways are not like yours. I don't punish you because I just want to punish you. I want you to come back to me is the reason for the punishment. Come on and say amen. I want to have mercy on you. And so just like we sometimes we want to punish people for doing us wrong, God is not like that. Amen. God wants to make amends with us. God wants us to no longer be a rebel to him, but to be part of his kingdom, to surrender to him. Amen. And so he goes on to say in verse number 10, and here's where I want to get to the body of the message. It says in verse 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return not thither, but watereth the earth and make it to bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. God begins to give us an illustration of the word. He is giving us an illustration to let us know what the word is like. He began to say that for as the rain cometh down. Now, I want you to understand something, that when it rains, it does not rain on the whole earth at one time. But it rains in places. Come on and say amen. So all I'm trying to say is that you can't get the word everywhere all the time. You got to be in the right place if you want to get wet. Lord have mercy. And not everybody was getting rain. If you go to California, they don't get rain like we get rain here. We had rain this summer probably about 6 weeks straight. It rained every day somehow, some way. And you got places in Texas that don't get rain. I used to have a friend of mine that would from Arkansas. He would always say, all this rain we're getting, he said, we must be paying our tithes right, because God keeps on blessing us with an increase. I wish I had somebody. In other words, if God has given you a word, if you're in a place where the word of God is constantly flowing, you got a good, healthy flow of the word of God, then God thinks enough of you that he wants you to grow so much that he keeps giving the word. But he says the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven. He said that just like the rain comes and just like the snow comes, you can't control when it rains and you can't control when it snows. God gives a word when he wants. I know some people thought that I can turn this on and turn it off when I get ready. God is in control of this. It's his word and not mine. I can tell you a bunch of stuff, but only when it's the word of God will you really prosper from what I have to say. Come on and say amen. And so he begins to give an illustration of the word. He begins to say, as the rain cometh down from heaven. And you know, we can't tell you where the rain come from except that it comes from heaven. We can try to figure out how the clouds how they formulate in order to make it rain, and sometimes when the clouds come, it may not even rain. We just have clouds. Amen. But God is saying that the rain coming down and the snow come from heaven and it does not return thither. God said that when I send my word, it don't go back to me like it came. Amen. I send my word and my word comes down to the earth for a purpose. Just as the rain comes, just as the snow comes, he says that, and it watered the earth. Remember, I always tell you in the scripture references, he says that the word is like water. We are washed by the what? Water by the word of God. Come on and say amen. And so since the word is like water, we have to understand that we need to be moist. Amen. We need to moisten up. Why? Because when the water goes into the earth, and if there is a seed in the dry ground, the water softens up the hard shell of the seed, and the seed begins to breathe. break. And when the seed begins to break, it begins to get roots and grow. And see, that's the same way. We are all the seed of God. We supposedly, come on and say, man, we're supposed to get to a place where we can get wet in the word of God. And so that when God's word comes on us, our hearts are not hard anymore. We begin to soften up. We begin to get roots in God's word. We begin to get roots in the kingdom of God so that we may grow through whatever it is. I guarantee if something gets some roots in your house, then you can't stop it from growing by trying to cut it off at the top. You got to dig it up at the root. So what the enemy tries to do, he tries to take you out at the top. But God said you got some roots. And so no matter what he try to cut you down with, and no matter how he tries to cut you down, you just keep on growing. I know some of you feel like I've been cut down last year. I was cut down just the other day, but God is allowing me to grow back. Oh, come on and say amen, because he's watered me with his word. In other words, we just need to add water. When we add water, come on and say amen. When we add water, then we begin to grow. Amen. When you add water, things begin to change. Oh, glory be to God. If you don't give water to something, it begins to what? Die. And see, we're the same way. If we don't get the word of God, we begin to what? Die. And he begins to illustrate, Isaiah begins to illustrate that the word of God is like water. It is like snow. It covers the ground. It saturates the ground. And when God gives a word and he begins to give you a word, he intends for you to be saturated with his word to the point that you begin to grow. Amen. And see, some things ought to change in your life, because when water gets on something, it changes. Lord have mercy. It's not the same when you have water. When water begins to flow, it begins to change the way things look. Amen. And then he goes on to say, he said, and it bring forth what? Bud. That it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Amen. God is saying to us this in this illustration, he's letting us know that this word, he said, that we're getting is going to cause us to grow. But not only that, but it's going to cause us to be able to eat. He said the word of God is going to cause us to be able. He said it gives seed to the sower and bread to the who? The eater. If you're really hungry for the word of God, if you thirst after the word of God, he will fill you with his word. Amen. The problem is many times we don't really want the word. We want to push back the word. We don't want the word till it's time for trouble. But I want the word all the time, because if I can have the word before the trouble, I'm able to overcome the trouble in times of trouble. Oh, come on and say amen. And so whenever I find trouble in my way, I don't have to cry at trouble. I can just give God praise because I got a word on the inside of me. Oh, come on and shout hallelujah. You see, the enemy don't want you to bud. The enemy don't want you to prosper. And so he try to keep you from getting that word. He wants you to be offended at every single thing that people say. He wants you to say, no, I don't need all of that churchy stuff. But you know what? It ain't about being churchy. It's about getting the word. I don't want you to preach to me. It's not all about just preaching. But the Bible did say, how can they hear except he there be a preacher. And how can he preach except he be sent from God? Come on and say amen here. The Bible even tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so therefore we need the word. He begins to tell us that he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. What is he saying? He said he keeps giving me a word because you keep wanting the word. As long as you want it, he's going to give it to me. When you stop wanting it, I don't get it. I wish I had somebody. I wish I had somebody that wanted the word. That'll say, oh, I need some more of that. You know, you ever told somebody how good their food was and how much you liked the dish, and they just kept fixing that for you? They kept saying, you know what, they coming over today, and since you coming over, I'm going to fix your favorite meal. That's what God does. He said, because you coming over. Because you come into church. Because you, oh yeah, he wants to give you your favorite meal. He wants you to eat on your favorite meal. And so God has tailor-made this word for you this morning so that you might eat of it, so that you might be able to prosper. Look at this, he says in verse 11. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of whose mouth? My mouth. He said this word, it comes out of my mouth. Amen. And so we have to see that there is an increase of the word. And what he says here, that this word comes out of my mouth. We always talk about who's speaking. We always make a big deal about whose mouth the word of God comes out of. We don't need to make a big deal out of the person, but we need to make a big deal out of the sender. Amen. You ever made a big deal out of the mailman because your check came? You don't even remember who the mailman was, the UPS man was. All you know is that you got your package. So don't make a big deal about the preacher. Make a big deal about the one who sent the preacher. I wish I had somebody up in here. He said, my word shall go forth out of my mouth. The Bible tells us that man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We cannot live by just eating and getting our bellies full, but we need to have our hearts full of the word of God. We can't just keep eating stuff and thinking that, I can eat this food and I'm all right. No, because you're healthy, I eat healthy. But if you don't have the word of God, you're still not healthy because your spirit is a mess. Your soul is a mess because we need the what? Word of God. He said, my word cometh forth out of my mouth. And so what he said, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. God looks at us and he tells us that we're like eagles. We shall fly high. You know, we shall mount up with wings as eagles. And what does an eagle do? An eagle feed its eaglets mouth to mouth. And the same thing God does. God takes whatever comes from his mouth and he puts it in your mouth. I wish I had somebody. Maybe I got some people out there that ever fed your children, that your children couldn't eat some stuff, so you chewed it up and took it out of your... Y'all looking at me strange. Yeah, took it out of your mouth and put it in their mouth, and it was just as good coming out of your mouth to them when it went into their mouth. I wish I had somebody. And so what God is saying, that I'm taking stuff out of my mouth and putting it in your mouth so you can be nutritious, so that you can have a spiritual well-being. I wish I had somebody. Oh yeah, he says that, and it shall not return unto me void. Look at the increase of the word. He said that it shall not return unto me void, but shall accomplish that which I please. When God speaks something, we need to be sure that his word won't return void. In other words, God said, if I say something, you can bank on it. Preach. God said, if I said something, you can count on it happening. Come on. He said that my word shall not return unto me what? Void. In other words, he said not one jot or tittle of my word will pass away. He said heaven and earth will pass away before my word passes away. Y'all don't hear me this morning. And he tells us that we got to have the word of God. We understand that the word of God, the scripture, is given by inspiration for reproof and for correction. We understand that the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul from spirit, bone from marrow. We must understand that the word of God is a working word. It's not a word that just lie dormant. When you get the word of God, it does not lie dormant in you. It begins to work in you even when you don't even realize it. You know, you ever had a situation that happened and then, you know, people expected you to be all bent out of shape and you say, I got peace about it. It's okay. You know why you got peace? Because he gave you a word that it's going to be all right. I wish I had somebody. It's not because you've done something. We try to fool ourselves and say, well, I prayed. That's why I got peace. Even if you didn't pray and you got that word and you wasn't expecting something to happen and you got peace about it, that means God's word is working on the inside of you while you're sleeping. God's word is at work. Even in your darkness, don't you know that God's word would work in the darkness too? The Bible said that God looked out into darkness and he saw nothing. And he said, let there be. And there was. I wish I had somebody. The power of God's word, it doesn't matter if you have nothing in your life. God can still speak in your life and make something out of your life. Do I have anybody in here today that realize that God doesn't need anything to work with? All he need is an open heart and say, I receive the word of God. You may not have any money, but God can make your life work. You may not have a friend, but God said, I'll be a friend to the I wish I had somebody in here. The prosperity of God's word. God does not need our help, but he lets us get in it so that we will be confident in his word. He can do something without our help. Do you know that God spoke one time? I'm telling you, he spoke one time and the sun still shines every day. Preach up in here. He spoke one time, and do you know the earth still sits on its axis and it still revolves? I wish I had somebody. And if God can make something like that stand stay and do what it's supposed to do with one word, how much more do we need just one word from the Lord? If I can just get a word from God, it'll make my, oh, come on and say amen, it'll make my life better. If I can get one word from God, it'll make me what I need to be. If I can just hold on. See, the problem is we can't hold on to the word. We get a word, but then it slips our mind. We get a word, then we forget what we heard. As James said, don't be a forgetful hearer of the word of God. We can't be forgetful hearers. Come on and say amen here. We have to remember what God says. And when we remember what God says, then God will do what we need him to do in our life. The increase of his word. The increase. We got to understand that his word is going to increase. Look at this. He says, now he says that it's going to accomplish that which I please. Now here's the problem. We want his word to do what we want it to do. You didn't say it, so it don't have to obey you. You didn't say it. God said it. First, you got to remember this. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word. And so when you remember that the word is God, you can't just mishandle the word. You should not reject the word. By rejecting the word, guess who you reject? That's God. Amen. And so how many of us can just tell God what we want him to do? God, you need to go over there and do so and so. God is not your servant. Have mercy in him. We're supposed to be his servants. Amen. And since we are his servants, we need to abide by his word. And so he said that it accomplished which I please. It's not my will, but thy will be done. When Jesus came, it just didn't look right for the Messiah, the Son of the living God, to have to die on a cross. So Peter said, no, Lord, let it be far from you. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Peter had just spoke by the Holy Ghost and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. But he turned around and rejected what Christ said. And Christ said, get behind me. All you want is what pleasing to men. You don't want what pleases to God. And what we got to understand is what pleasing to God sometimes may not be favorable in our sight. Sometimes I may have to go through in order for me to be proven. Oh, come on and say amen. Sometimes I may have to go through a trial. I may have to suffer sometime. But the Bible says that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Do I have any witnesses? We may have to go through trials, but the Bible said tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And we have a hope that maketh us not ashamed. God will not disappoint us when it's all said and done. We got the victory. Oh, come on and say amen. He said through much tribulation, we enter into the kingdom of God. And so I'm going to go through some trials, and some things are not going to be what I want them to be, but I got a word. It's not going to last always because I got a word. If I could just be patient, I don't mind waiting. Oh, come on and say amen here. When I get the word, I need to be patient to wait on the word. Come on and say hallelujah. Isaiah said in another chapter 41, he said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody in here ever walked? Come on. Are you still trying to walk for the Lord? Or maybe you're trying to run. And come on and say, man, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I'm not tired yet. Come on and say amen in here. Do I have anybody that said, I've been trying to do this thing and it seemed like I was about to get worn out, but the Lord ensured me that I run this race with patience and I shall obtain a crown of life. Do I have anybody in here today that understands the prosperity of the word of God? You got to be patient with the word, and the word is patient with you. When we wouldn't do right, the word still protected us. The word still watched over us. The word still kept us when we didn't want to be kept, when we were doing our thing in the street. Don't you know, if it had not been for a word that was spoken over your life, somebody need to start speaking over your own life. You waiting on somebody else. You need to speak what God said about yourself. You need to say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come on. You should tell whatever your situation that it has to move. Speak into the mountain and tell it to be moved and cast in the sea. Do I have anybody in here today? Oh yeah, after this great illustration of the word, how he gave an example of what the word looks like and what the word does in the earth, then he goes on and said that the word, that the increase of the word, but then he goes on to tells us about the intentions of the word. Look at this. He said, it shall accomplish which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. The prosperity of the word. God sent his word, and I'm done. Y'all can say amen. God sent his word to prosper us. He sent his word to make sure.